Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and I guess and your title with the event.
Sure, it's Christopher Nelm, and I'm the co-founder of Down in the Reeds Festival.
And it's going to be coming this Saturday to the, you know, the park there at Walter Reed. So thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thanks. We're excited. This is our third year coming back to the parks at Walter Reed for our day-long music festival.
Before we get into the lineup, tell me just the general idea for it. I mean, a killer title, man, Down in the Reeds, but awesome. But, what's the idea of doing this near Walter Reed? Is there any like overview, thematic, mission statement-y kind of stuff?
Yeah, thanks, Jason. So there's a few things. First of all, we visited the parks at Walter Reed or the development before it even, you know, broke ground and saw the amazing natural amphitheater that is built in on the grounds of the old Walter Reed Army Medical Center. Mm-hmm. And just like knew immediately that the acoustics were going to be amazing. And then really felt like a special energy with the place because it was a place of healing. It was a place of historic importance and it's right in our backyard. It's a space that people haven't really had the chance to explore. And in talking to musicians and artists, you know, everyone, no matter what culture, what genre, what type of music has, you know, can talk to the idea of how music presents healing in their lives. So our real focus of the festival is to create an event that celebrates the power of music to heal across community and culture. And so we bring together artists from all genres, all cultures, all countries, races, you know, different types of musical arrangements, you know, mm-hmm. to basically come together through this one thing that binds us all together is that music has a healing power. It's whether you're coming together and dancing, it's whether you're jamming with friends or a group, or whether it's folk music that channels, you know, healing nature within the communities, you know, around you. There's so many different ways, or it could just be a sound bath where you're meditating and you're listening to music. I mean, it's that right. There's so many different ways.
Oh yeah. I love the concept. And just before we get to the lineup, just want to tell our listeners. So just to remind them. So this is not the, you know, I know they did a whole realignment in Walter Reed and everything. So this is not like the new area over by, you know, Bethesda. This is over like Georgia Avenue, closer to Silver Spring, like where the old historic area was, right?
Yeah. The old historic Walter Reed Army Hospital off Georgia Avenue, the corner of Butternut in Georgia is one of the main entrances. If you check out the website downintthereeds.com and check out the FAQs, you can find out their parking garages, places to park. There's three different entrances to come in. The festival goes from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. So
that's a cool spot to do it. So do they do other stuff there throughout the year? I don't really know much about the former site there.
The parks at Walter Reed is really growing. There is going to be retail coming in. There's going to be different, you know, developments, housing. They're doing some, you know, the jazz programming during the summer. There's another festival that happens early on in the summer. But yeah, there's more happening on Fridays. They do a lot of like the ice cream socials and events at the Arts Plaza, but this is the sort of cornerstone kicks off, you know, ends the year of programming festival, celebration to end the season.
Awesome. All right. Well, without further ado, let's talk about, what's going on at Down in the Reeds. So I know there's a couple different things, different like stages. So tell me about the main stage on the Great Lawn. What do we got?
Sure. The main stage is going to be going all day. It is a, you know, it's your big main festival stage. There's a beautiful lawn. There are going to be food trucks behind it. So grab some food, check out the art from vendor, bring a chair, bring a blanket, sit down in the lawn. If you come early at 11:30, you can catch plant music yoga, where you can do a yoga session, but the artist is making music and using the electrodes of the plant to actually make his music. So that'll be really interesting.
A plant?
Plant, actually connected to a live plant that is going to be creating this ambient music with him.
All right.
For the yoga session. Nice. I know it can get really woo woo over here.
Let's woo woo it up.
but then there's amazing artists, you know, jazz artists, world folk. There is R&B and go-go. There is funk. And then we sort of end the day with this amazing duo of artists, the Medicine Singers, which are an Algonquin set of drummers and chanters, and they're playing with Yonatan Gott, which is the amazing guitarist from New York. This is going to be a performance that you've never seen before. It really is a special. And then obviously the headliner is Red Barat, which is a Brooklyn Bhangra based band. And as you notice, like going from Bhangra to powwow to go-go to funk, there is the underlying theme of drumming. Drumming from different cultures around the world is a big part of this festival. It's a big part of this year's lineup.
Awesome. Well, we'll try to drum up some attention for you. That's the best I got right now, man. All right. Now tell me about, so that's the main stage. So tell me about Arts Plaza stage and workshops. It's a whole separate area with a ton going on.
Sure. Yeah. So there's the Arts Plaza where you can actually do a couple things. You can come to the Arts Plaza. You can grab your coffee over at the Arts Plaza. I forgot to mention down at the main stage, you can grab your beer, your cider, your wine as well. Grab your coffee at the Arts Plaza. You can see a bunch of local vendors, different media outlets are going to be out there. But this is really our, you know, focus. It's more interactive stage. It's a space where you can learn about the different instruments. You can learn about the different types of music. They're all short performances, like 30 minutes, and almost all of them have an educational aspect to it. So whether you want to learn about flamenco or Ghanaian drumming or different types of West African drumming or, son horacho music, there's lots of different opportunities to learn different types of dance and music, different types of music coming from different cultures around the world. It'll be a great place to learn, hang out. And there's also Zenith Community Arts Foundation has their woodworking truck there the whole day. So they're going to be doing live carving and live art with wood. You can come and try it out. You can come and chisel. You can do anything you want over there. And then let's talk about the last space. The last sort of performance space we have is called the Lucid Gathering Space. This group called the Lucid District, made up of artists and musicians, are going to be co-curating the space during the day, where there's going to be, you know, sound baths. There's going to be musical jams. There's going to be an open mic for spoken word. There's also these two workshops called Synesthesia Symposia, where you will be given shapes and colors and different things to draw with and make your own artwork. And the art will be inspired by the sounds that these artists were playing. And so everyone will get to make their own piece of art, unique piece of art, through a 30-minute composition that's being performed. And every note is assigned a different color and shape. And it's interesting. If you want to get weird, if you want to get artistic, that's something you definitely want to check out. Those symposia are happening at 12:30 and 2:30. But the Arts Plaza and the Lucid Gathering Space, they're going to be going, program is going to be happening there from 12 to 5, 5:30. And then, like I said, the main stage will be going from 11:30 to 7.
Nice. Now, wait, real quick, before we move on, you mentioned the phrase sound baths. What do you mean by sound baths?
So it is a space where you can meditate do yoga. Sound bath is sort of a wave of sounds that are created by, you know, it can be computer generated, it can be, you know, live instruments, bowls. It's just a way to meditate or a way to do yoga that allows you to use your ears and use your mind and sort of focus in on the sound as the place that you're focusing on, as the place that you're centering on.
Love it.
And then I mean, we have a lot of other stuff. I mean, really.
Yeah, so those are the three main locations. But then I know there's a lot of other stuff for all ages, family friendly and beyond. Do you want to, I don't know, overview some of the other stuff?
Just quick overview. I mean, we have a family art area where you can make your own instruments. It's with arts and crafts for kids. There is a community mural that's sort of like a paint by numbers mural that you can come in and you're given the colors and the paintbrushes and you can paint part of the mural that's made throughout the day. There's No Kings Collective is doing some live murals on site. We have a historical scavenger hunt created by the Curious Caravans where you can basically do that scavenger hunt on your own and learn about the history of the Walter Reed Army Hospital. Cool. You have DC Frey as lawn games that are happening throughout the space. I think that's about it. I mean, there's tons of art vendors, tons of other art happening throughout the space. There's going to be, you know, face painting and, you know, fire trucks for kids to climb on, all that good stuff.
Awesome. There's so much going on. Well, you can see the whole schedule on downintherieds.com. I guess before we go, remind us a little bit about yourself. Do you still do Listen Local First and all that stuff?
So Listen Local First is, you know, we started about 12 years ago with the goal of creating new avenues for local music exploration. We do a lot of advocacy work in the community. It's really important right now. You know, we're still coming out of the pandemic. It's important that we support our musicians, that we support our local venues. A lot of them have been struggling on and off, you know, touring schedule. COVID has been affecting touring schedules and other stuff. So
some closed. U Street Music Hall is no longer.
Yeah, we had 12 venues in DC close.
Do you remember some of them?
You know, you have Twins Jazz, you have U Street Music Hall, you have Marvin's closed down, Bin 1301 placed the smaller jazz clubs that had Soto. Just like a whole number of these small, the smaller ones in the jazz clubs were hit the hardest, but so still doing a lot of work on that. I mean, this is really, you know, this festival encompasses the work that we do in sort of getting musicians in front of more people, creating new avenues of music exploration. That is what a festival is. So that's kind of the most of the work we do on the presenting side. You know, one thing to note, the festival is free and is open to everyone, but we ask people to RSVP because there's a lot going on. So that's the only way we can really provide information to people about what's happening the day of, is getting their email, letting them know, you know, what's happening, how to engage. We also, you know, obviously it is a free event, but you can also drop a donation in there. You can purchase a t-shirt, you know, to commemorate the event. So, we're going to keep on growing, keep on trying to make this event as great as possible and as valuable as possible to the local music community. And it's exciting for the city at large to enjoy.
Awesome. Well, I really, really appreciate it. Before we go, do you want to just pretend I'm not even here, talk directly to the listeners and say, hey, everyone, come on out to the Down in the Reeds Festival. It's a good time. All that stuff.
Yeah. Come on out this Saturday from 11 to 7 to the Down in the Reeds Festival. There's three stages of live music. There's family activity. There's delicious food trucks. There are art vendors. There's beer. There's wine. There's water and other beverages and smoothies. It's for everyone to enjoy, for all ages. Stay for a couple hours or stay the whole time. We're excited to have you. Make sure you RSVP, www.downintherieds.com, and feel free to drop a donation and just, we hope to see you. We'll hope to see you this Saturday.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, always great catching up, man.
Yeah. Thanks, Jason.
All right. Good talk stuff. To you later. Bye.
Bye.